This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. Haiti's interim prime minister on Wednesday said that he was in charge after a squad of gunmen assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounded his wife in an overnight raid on their home. Claude Joseph, who confirmed the killing, said the police and the military were in control of security in Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas, where a history of dictatorship and political upheaval have long stymied the consolidation of democratic rule. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph said he would need the help of all Haitians to organize elections and restore stability to the country.
We need every single one to actually move the country forward while seeking for justice for President Jovenel Moïse.
Authorities declared a state of siege in the country and closed its international airport. Emergency workers gave up Wednesday on any hope of finding survivors in a collapsed Florida condominium building, telling families that there was no chance of life in the rubble as crews shifted their efforts to recovering more remains. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said at a news conference that it was a difficult transition to make.
This afternoon, I'm able to share that we made the extremely difficult decision to transition from operation search and rescue to recovery.
Eight more bodies were recovered from the site, bringing the confirmed death toll to 54. 33 of the dead have been identified, and 86 people are still unaccounted for. For 2 weeks, rescue crews have looked for spaces in the rubble large enough to harbor survivors, but they now say the likelihood of finding